One. Blog Talk Radio. Christine, say it with me. Blog Talk Radio. Can you be like that woman's voice? Hello, 1 minute to airtime.
1 minute till showtime. Your show will go live in 5 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one.
And now it's a Rad Reality Show. And you're listening to Ron Rad and Christina. And we're live tonight. Hour of show. You guys call in and talk to us. 347-237-5506. We're not going to talk Big Brother if you don't want to. If you want to talk, hell, if you want to talk about your day, call in. Talk to us. I'm going to bring up a couple other people real quick in a few minutes. But you know what? That's what kind of show we're going to do today, Christina. I want them to call in. If they have something to talk about, they can call in. We're going to move along the show. We're going to have callers call in. You guys call in, talk about, let's say you want to talk about the weather. Call in and talk about the weather. What do you think about that?
I think it's great, but I would like to clarify that I am not live. I am dead.
You're not dead. You're just a vampire. Let's kick it off with a couple songs. I'm going to kick it off with our boy Casey, and then we're going to kick it off maybe with a little music just to get us in the mood.
Yo, what's happening? It's your man Casey, man. Big Brother 11. You know you see me in a banana suit. Man in a banana suit. Man in a banana suit. Banana suit all day, banana suit for this whole banana suit for the Ron Reality Show. Man in a banana suit.
Thank you.
On the phone line, they have to do one thing tonight. You know what it is?
What's that?
They have to be energetic. They cannot be boring tonight. No boring calls tonight. I want people to be live and enthusiastic and on their toes and ready to talk. You know, we could talk about, if you guys want to talk about baseball, you can talk about baseball, even though I know Christina hates talking about baseball. If you really want to talk True Blood, you can call in and talk True Blood. If you want to talk, tonight is an hour of talking. You know, I have no guests lined up. I have nothing ready. I'm kind of been in a cocoon tonight. Today, I'll be honest with you, and I'm kind of like getting myself prepared for Vegas. I mean, Vegas is in like 2 weeks now, and it's just like coming up. So you guys are gonna have some of the best shows ever. from Vegas. I'm going to do a show maybe every day going up to Vegas. So there's going to be so much going on. So I want to pick up some calls, but they better be energetic or I'm going to hang up today. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. So let me give you an example of what not to do.
Okay.
Do not
sounds
call
good.
In and go, hey, how's it going? Yeah. Nothing
yeah,
like that. Just say, hey, guys, what's
I
up?
I want to make sure Jess stays awake. I saw something about her attention span is really weak today. So I want to make sure she stays awake. So, okay, our first pickup, we're going to pick up our producer. Zach, are you in a good mood? Are you in an excited mood? Are you happy? Are you ready?
Maybe not.
I guess
Ooh.
Zach might be our first hang-up person.
Because oh, hey.
It
kind of helps if I
do.
Zach's here.
Yeah, have you been listening to us? Because we're
I have been.
No,
I've been listening.
Energetic side.
No, I was going through a loud area, so I muted it before you picked me up. I forgot to unmute it. So I'm here now, though.
Okay. So how's your day today?
Still all right. I just spent the day doing car repairs all day, so I can work on the car.
Oh, wow. So I know you're ready for Vegas, right?
I'm super ready for Vegas. I actually got a couple outfits that I custom ordered for Vegas in the mail today, so I'm super psyched.
Cool. Okay, let's go ahead and pick up our next person. And let's see what he'll bring to the table. And first of all, please unmute yourself before I pick you up, because I know you have a tendency to mute yourself too when I pick you up before I pick you up. Okay, so Paul, how energetic are you going to bring to the table?
What are you going to tell your mama? What are you going to tell your papa? What are you going to tell your friends when they say,
ooh,
la, la, wake up, little Jess. Wake up, little Jess. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's pretty good. And actually, Paul probably saw these guys live in concert. I mean, because they're about as old as Paul. If you guys don't know who it is, it was the Everly Brothers.
Everly Brothers.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I have a picture of them. It's like one of those pictures that I keep on going to put on eBay, and then I'm like, I don't want to. You know what I mean? But and speaking of eBay, we will be updating what's going to happen with the Jeff and Jordan shirt, since technically I still own it because no one wanted it. I guess Jeff and Jordan
oh,
must
wow.
be old news. I do have to say that one person that sent me that nice $1 bid, thank you. It made me laugh. Yeah, right.
Hey, I do what I can.
What?
I do what I can.
Was that you?
No, it's in California. So, anyways, call in. We're going to be, tonight, you know, we might not talk Big Brother. If you guys don't want to talk it, I'm not going to talk it. I'm boycotting Big Brother. You guys ready to boycott Big Brother with me? Now, if they call in and they want to talk Big Brother, we will talk. But if they don't call in and they don't want to talk Big Brother, we won't talk it. So that's how we're playing it. It's up to them. Now, if you guys really want to talk Big Brother, you can.
So we could talk about any topic?
Any topic. You could talk
Thanks.
About the
I want to
that
talk.
You just...
I want to talk about Troy Polamalu's hair.
Who?
Have any of you guys heard about his new hair contract today?
No.
No? All right, well, for those who don't know, Troy Polamalu is the safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers football team. He also is a spokesperson for Head & Shoulders. And it's been all over the news today that Head & Shoulders took out a $1 million insurance policy on his hair today.
You know what? My mom always wants to cut it.
Yeah, well, if she does, she can now get sued by Head & Shoulders for up to $1 million, so.
Yeah, my mom hates his hair. Whenever we watch football and the Steelers are playing, his hair is like so curly and wavy, it sticks out of his helmet. And my mom says, somebody needs to just come up from behind and chop it off. And, so she will, she might like that.
Breaking news, inside the Big Brother house, Brittany actually washed dishes. I'm sorry.
Whoa! I saw
that. You know, I was watching that. Brittany,
and breaking
you know,
news.
I think Brittany would do dishes if she had to.
Breaking news. They made Hamburger Helper. And Enzo didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. And, you know, speaking of Hamburger Helper, you know, tonight that was one thing I was going to do is play some clips. And I have a clip. We have to play it. Speaking of Hamburger Helper. And anybody that's been listening to my show long enough knows what this clip is going to be all about.
Have you seen now that Jeff, have you talked to Jeff at all? They won the reality award over the weekend.
I heard. When does that air?
It aired
over the weekend.
Yeah, it was on Saturday, it was on Sunday, and I don't have the time right now, but it'll re-air on reality TV. But if you do miss it, you can go on your computer.
I'm sure I can. The computer has everything. The computer has me brushing my teeth on June 27th, 2009, so yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and you have a good week.
Hey, take care, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Hey, man, let me run inside, man, and go serve my Hamburger Helper. I'll call you right back.
Okay, you can do that.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll run something real quick while you do that.
Well, really, I'm going to pee, but I didn't think anybody wanted to listen to me pee.
Well, you know, I'm gonna play a song, so you guys just hold tight while.
You got the man of banana suit song?
No, I don't. I was gonna do that, but like I said, I've had a busy week.
Man in a banana suit.
Okay.
No, anyway, I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes.
Yes, and I'm gonna play a song real quick while Casey has to go pee.
AKA Stir the Hamburger Helper. The wife's at work, so it's Hamburger Helper tonight.
He'll be right back, and I'm
going to
play a song.
Yeah. That's what happened when somebody makes Hamburger Helper, and they're on my show.
Hey, you want a related topic to that? No. Related to that topic, my daughter is asking me questions right now. Says when she goes potty, she's making soup. So, you know, Hamburger Helper soup, and you know, it's all the...
And chocolate milk.
There you go, chocolate milk in the dirt.
So here's just a random fact for everyone on today. Did you guys know that today marks the 23rd anniversary of Michael Jackson's release of the album Bad?
Wow.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, full it was of pretty bad, stuff. That record.
Hey, did you all know that not next week?
Wait. We have to do a segment. Did you know segment? Do. No. Did you know, Christina?
Did you know that most people that I have talked to are True Blood fans? Yes, I'm bringing that up. It's any topic night. And that if you're not aware... No show this Sunday because of the holiday weekend. So next Sunday after that, the 12th is the last show of season 3, and they won't show True Blood again until next June. It's killer.
Is this when we started plotting?
Did you know? Hey, wait. Did you know? You only can talk if you say, did you know? Did you know that Notre Dame plays Purdue this weekend on Saturday for the first game of Notre Dame's new coaches season? So did you know that?
I did. Did you know that as of today, BYU football has pulled out of the Mountain West Conference and is now going to be in the Independent Conference along with Notre Dame?
Wow.
Did you know that Nebraska will join the Big Ten next season?
I did know that.
Did you know that Sons of Anarchy starts? There we go, Heather. That's my girl. Wow. Sons of Anarchy, season 3 premiere, September 7th.
Did you know that I've never
even heard of it? Did you know that Big Brother will end September 15th and Survivor will start? Yeah, we all knew that.
Did you know, and I'm answering BB Boston in the room, that you should watch True Blood from the first season? And I own season 1 and season 2 on DVD. I recommend watching them all the way through because they don't call season 3 episode 12. It's episode whatever. I think it's episode 36. Each season
is. My opinion, I took Christina's advice and got the first season of True Blood, made about halfway through before I found it worth not watching anymore.
Yeah, did
hey,
you know
wait,
that
wait,
you
on.
Shouldn't have interrupted me?
me
and did you
say,
know
Heather,
that if
you...
Hey, wait, let me just say this. If you have a did you know and you want to call in, even if it's for a second, call in at 347-237-5506. Did you know that's the phone number? And did
yes.
you know, Alan, if you're not following Alan on Twitter, he went to this... staying this weekend? Just thought I'd throw that in. We do have a caller. That's why I wanted to interrupt you.
Can
so,
I finish my did you know?
Yes, you may finish your did you know. Did you know I will let you?
Yeah, I did. Did you know, Zach, that if you had continued to watch it, it only gets better from there? So that's just like saying, you know what, Survivor sucks, and I'm going to stop watching it. No, you can't do that. So it's just about the same did you know.
Okay. Tom, did you have a did you know?
Actually, I have a couple. One is, did you know that Russell Brand used to work for Big Brother?
Ew.
Not the U.S., though. He used to host Big Mouth in the U.K., which is a talk show. And my other one is, did you know that they also made electric unitards?
What?
Wow. Did not know.
Yeah,
that.
I found it, Tom. Okay, they make, and this is also another thing that they used in UK, I'm sorry. They, I found this, they have a unitard that actually has electric shock point, like things that shock people in different points of the body. And when they wear them,
they
can shock people.
That's, I remember that. Did you know I watched that scene?
Vibrate anywhere?
BB UK.
They used them the other day. Never mind. How are you guys doing?
We're talking on the show.
Did you know that I am fine?
Okay, this did you know is over with, guys.
Aw.
See,
Justice came in. Did you know?
Jeff, you smell so fresh.
Yeah, we were doing did you know, but we're done with it. We're going to move on to our next segment. And speaking of the next segment, it's a good time for a commercial. And it will be a commercial saying, did you know I still have a Jeff and Jordan shirt? And did you know if you donate to me up to the 12th, I will be raffling just that one off for the month of September. But if you also donate beyond that or, you know, any time, there will also be a second drawing for a mystery autograph. But here's the twist. If you do it tonight by Wednesday, if you donate tonight by let's just say Nikki's show at 7 p.m., I will guarantee you'll get an autograph from a Big Brother castmate from Vegas. We do not know who, but whoever gives the most will be put in the line first. If there's ties, I will draw them. But anyways, if you donate today, it must be at least a $20 donation to get the autograph, though. I will not accept nothing less. You know, and you also will get put into both those other raffles as early bird specials. So this will be also an early bird special too, and it's going to be a bigger early bird special. Instead of getting two, you get three. So just something to, you know, help me out. I am going to put a cap on Jeff and Jordan's shirt, so if it doesn't make it by the 12th, the cap, and I won't tell you the cap, but it's going to be a small cap. So I just, you know, anybody that can help donate, the money will be going towards the Vegas thing, and, you know, any donations will be grateful. Paul, do you want to add anything since we've talked about it a little bit, you know, and Christina?
The Jeff and Jordan shirt? I think you should donate people.
Paul and me talked about this.
I was letting ladies go first.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Obviously, Ron going to the Vegas Bash will be getting lots of autographs that he will bring back with him. And you may have somebody, you may be a fan of somebody on his list of autographs that he gets back. So when he gets back, if you do this donation, you will get to select from that list which autograph you would like.
Right. I am going to be here. I'm hoping if the couple that shows up, I'm hoping to get some good ones to raffle off for the next couple months also. But these will be probably, it'll be more like on a flat, you know, it might just be their signature on a photo, you know, type deal. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet. I'm hoping to get some photos ran off from like some of the current BB years and some of the older ones, and it could be Survivor people, it could be anything, but yes, definitely tonight till 7 o'clock. This is only if you listen to the show too. I'm not going to put it on the webpage, so people that don't listen to the show, you know, a $20 donation. So you actually, by donating more than $20 or more, you're guaranteed to be in three raffles, or you're guaranteed to get an autograph, first of all, and you're also guaranteed to be put into two other raffles. So altogether, there will be at least three things you can obtain for a $20 donation. You know what I mean? And that's going to be the cool part. So back to the fun, since everyone else got quiet on me.
We were letting you talk.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you guys can, you know, intertwine. Ask me questions. Do you guys get it?
We got you.
I didn't have anything to say about it except they should get it because it looks like a really cool shirt and you really want to have it, people.
Is Ron still there? Did we lose Ron?
No, but listen to me. This is something you guys need to. When I be quiet, when I'm quiet, sometimes it's because I'm reading the chat room, and you guys just start talking. You don't have to wait for me to, you know. This is the thing. So, you know, start talking something. So, Christina, I'm going to throw it to you, and you're in control for a second before I can read something. Okay?
Go
Sorry.
For it. Well, this mama. No. Just kidding, people. I was liking the Did You Know, Zach. I don't know. I liked the Did You Know. Well, if I'm going to be talking, then I am going to talk about, no, I won't bore you people with vampire stuff, but I liked being called undead. That was fun.
Did you know that I enjoyed Did You Know also?
Yeah, I know. That was really cool. And I think Jess should have called in and played Did You Know. I liked what she is saying in the chat room, so you people should read it. I'm not going to be redundant about it. anyway.
That's what I was reading, just to let you know, because, you know, I was reading what she was saying. So, just to let you know.
Just to
did
let
you know.
Now, are we going to play just to let you know now instead of did you know? No, sweetie.
Next week
can we play
have
that? Have you ever?
Play
oh, yeah, let's play Have You Ever.
I love Have You Ever.
Okay, you go.
We know
start. We should do it. Have you ever pulled the wings off a fly?
Nope, I got to put a finger down.
Oh, man. Oh,
have
Ben's
you.
Leaving. The page
oh,
is
no.
messing up. That stinks. I didn't want you to leave.
Yeah, we don't want you to leave. We like our boom boom.
Oh, yeah, I like him. He's cool. I like Mr. No Pants. What kind of no pants are you wearing today is what I want to know. That's the topic. What is Mr. No Pants not wearing? Well, let's see what he
we
says.
We got a caller. You okay. want me to bring up the caller, guys?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, 781.
Guess who it is?
It's Jess.
Who?
And Jess is the reason I was distracted.
It's your wife.
She wrote.
Okay, so I'm going to do Did You Know because I really want to, and I'm awesome. So basically, mine is Did You Know that I think very highly of myself, and I'm pretty awesome, and I'm the shit.
Wow.
Jess is
just
the second. Shit.
I am.
I'm glad you took a shower because you smelt like that.
Hey. Watch yourself. Okay, so when Christina said we should play whatever game that was, I was yelling at my computer. I was like, wait for me, wait. And, of course, you guys can't hear me because I'm not Skyping. You know. Hi, Zach.
Hey,
hi, Paul.
Friends
wrong.
Is back.
Yeah.
Hi, Jess.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, look, it's Doc and Friends, John.
Hey, wait. Did you know that Doc and Friends, I went to their show today. To listen to their show. I'm not a big fan of psychics, but you know that he came to my show and is spamming me like this. I almost want to go to their show and go do the same thing to them.
I'll do it.
Maybe they're listening to us. Cause that go to them, go to them and see what they're doing over there. And
I will
just... maybe the and Dog Friends
Talk Radio.
Call into my show and you know maybe give me a psychic reading. I would love for you to call into my show since we have 23 people and you only had 4 over there. You know maybe call into my show and like maybe like give me a psychic reading. I would love to hear it.
Well, I can't talk to everyone else, but that link you just posted, I tried going to it, and it gives me a dead end, because there's no such thing.
Yeah,
place.
I did, too.
Oh, really?
Well, that stinks.
I did go to their show. If you go to my page,
I know what
up
is.
There.
They forgot the C on the .com. That's what it says. If you add that in, it should work.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But their show, they were talking to some guy over there, and they were telling him advice, and as for psychics, you know, I don't believe in them because I'm a Christian and I believe that God, you know, maybe will use somebody like that, and because I believe in, you know, the spirit of the Lord, you know, that and at times and everything. So I'm not saying they're totally off, but I'm sorry, too many people
like psychic or not, at least the girl on the stage site is cute, so I'll go just talk to her.
Jack, you have an issue. I am going to bring Dr. Phil into the show just to talk to you.
Because of my obsession.
Everyone's
with
cute.
Myself.
But you are right. Oh, she is cute.
Hey, you. I'm going to play a Did You Know. Did you know that my husband just texted me and told me to keep texting him because the phone is on his lap and it's vibrating?
Okay.
It's Karen.
TMI.
Karen. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I was a just you know, it was a random comment.
So am I getting the understanding that we all are liking this Did You Know thing, and so we should maybe start a little segment each week for Did You Know?
I think we should. Did you know
I have a Did You Know, another one.
Go
and it's
it.
Not about me this time. Did you know that I, well, it is. Did you know that I have a slightly weird obsession with chopsticks?
What is your what is your obsession?
I will eat tuna fish with them, and I got a pack of them yesterday, and they're like, they're not like the wooden cheap kind, they're actual like real chopsticks from China.
Oh, chopsticks. I thought you had an obsession with chapstick. I'm all, yee.
Oh, yeah. I love chapstick. I have, like, four in my room and then five down here. And then, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, speaking of chapstick, you said chapstick?
I like chapstick. I like
chapstick. Is it cherry chapstick?
No, it's actually beeswax.
Oh, that's good stuff. Did you know?
Katy Perry.
Oh, cool.
You said California Girls and Teenage Dream. Took with the Dream is pretty good, too. I'll shut up now.
Did you know that they have a remake of California Girls up here called Alaska Girl?
No. I know that. Oh, no, that's not it. That's Jersey Shore.
Wish they all could be California.
Okay, for a random moment, I want to thank all the people that happened to be in Superpass Room 15 that said that they were signing on to listen. Thank you very much.
Is Guzzler one of them?
Did you know that's where Christina goes to chat?
Someone was asking if my husband was on the line. No, he's not. We are all friends. sometimes, and maybe I claim them not. Just kidding.
Yeah, we are friends and friends forever. Okay, no. If BB is part of us, then BB friend will last forever. Okay, just joking.
There's only like 2 weeks left as a brother. What am I going to do with myself?
Survivor.
I think they are going to be boring.
No.
I'm really hoping that the speech, and I'm going to bring in Big Brother for a minute, that the speech that Reagan gave Lane goes, you know, that it goes. I don't know if it will or not.
No.
Enzo was working him pretty hard about not keeping Brittany. So, you know.
She's not on the block.
No, I know, but
well, speech
if
was
he got rid of
Hayden
instead of Reagan is what was being presented.
So where did Brittany come into this conversation?
Enzo was talking with her at the pool table before the show started about, you know, hey, we've got to get, you know, let's not get our boy out this week, you know. We've got to get Reagan out so that we can get Brittany out and blah, 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 blah. And he goes, you better look out. If I win HOH, it's going to get serious in here. You know, him and his, and he's walking and gesturing. You know, I'm about to gesture him right onto the cement. Because that's getting old. Just a
you know,
little
speaking
rant.
Of Big Brother House, if you have any questions to ask Reagan, please send them early this week. Before we can get him done and into the.
Why didn't he believe Kristen?
Who?
Like, send him.
Kristen.
Early.
Oh. I don't know.
Shield and the Dragon.
Send it to me.
I will. There's some good ones for him.
We're pretty much positive Reagan's gone, right?
Oh, yeah. He's out.
Unless the miracle of God happens in the next few days.
I'm going to have a random did you know that's not about baby. I'm just going to be random. The summer blockbuster.
We're really random today. So
the summer blockbuster movies for next summer have been announced. Because I went and voted on a poll what was the best movie of this summer. You can all guess what I voted for.
You did what on a poll?
Voted for the best movie of the season and actors and actresses. It's on moviephone.com if you want to go vote. I think it's movie phone.
Only went over your head, didn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, so the movies for next summer, get this, they're coming out with a Cars 2, Kung Fu Panda 2, I think the Pirates of the Caribbean movie, that's going to be number 4. They're coming out with, the Harry Potter 2 will be out next summer because part 1 is this fall. What else? Oh, I'm trying to remember, drawing a blank. X-Men will be out, another X-Men movie. And then there's some other movie that's big. It's, like, going to be a big blockbuster summer. And just to toot my favorite thing, Summit, who produces the Twilight films, was really smart on not getting one of their films out for next summer because then it could be lonesome all by itself next fall. So, yes, it will be worth the wait because it won't be competing with Harry Potter 2 and all those other ones. So I'm just going to toot my horn about the movies.
So basically what you're saying is that Twilight can't hang with the big boys?
It can, but if you want to make the money and you want to be business smart, don't come out with 4 other blockbusters. That's what I'm saying. Harry Potter did not come out when Twilight was out because they did not want them, Warner Brothers probably didn't want them playing at the same time. So go with that one.
I don't know how I feel about that. If I
watch the movie.
If I want to see a movie, I don't feel like what it's against. If there's 5 blockbusters and I want them all, I'll go see all 5 throughout a couple of weeks period.
There you go. Some people can't afford that many movies and to take their children to that many, so sometimes it's a hard choice. Yes, I love Harry Potter too, Mandy. It's been so long, I kind of forgot that there was a movie left to come out. I read the books so long ago. And yes, I read those ones. I did not listen to them. Anybody want to talk about Harry Potter? Mandy?
I've watched almost every movie. I think I missed the last one. I don't watch. This is how my life has become. You know, my life has become that movies have kind of took in a back seat to me. And I wanted to see, like, there's like 5 movies out, and I've wanted to see them, and I just don't feel like it. You know, sitting down and watching them, you know? And movies just. Where I used to watch them all the time, you know. I watched a good movie last night, Caddyshack. Now, that was good.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
I haven't seen that in many, many years.
I just love it. When I talk, you guys all listen, and then when I stop, no one picks me up. I just keep on laughing because you guys... It's like,
I did a lot of talking, mister, and I was replying to a question.
I wasn't talking to you. And there's like 6, we have 5 people on the line.
I'll go. Okay, did you know? Did you know? Oh, shit, I lost it.
Aw, there it went.
Oh, no.
You forgot her question.
What was it? Oh, I really lost it. It's gone.
Okay, Big Brother time.
Okay, go for it. This radio show has been brought to you by...
Oh, I got it.
Go ahead, Jess.
Okay, did you know that if I ever get a female dog, her name will be Sutton no matter what? I don't care if my husband or boyfriend says no, I don't give a crap. Her name is going to be Sutton. Nobody changed my mind. There we go. I don't know why.
I did know that.
You
and
did?
What does Sutton stand for? Like, where did you get that from?
Sutton Foster, Broadway star.
You shared that in a Skype one time.
Oh, well, I don't
but not everybody on the show has heard it.
Well,
yeah.
But I was answering for myself, is all.
Oh.
Great
I
name,
Mandy
Jeff.
Wants to be picked up, or
who?
If Mandy is just listening.
I want to hear what drugged up Mandy sounds like.
Yeah, let's
Me
talk
too.
About Harry Potter.
No.
So, Well, I like Harry Potter. Like I said, I've watched the first. You know who was in a Harry Potter? Hey, Christina, you may not answer this trivia question.
Okay.
Christina, tell me the answer.
Okay.
Who was in Harry Potter that is also in a blockbuster movie?
Ooh, pick me. Daniel Radcliffe.
No. No, I'm talking.
Huh? Which blockbuster movie?
Can I answer?
Yeah, which, I think if I gave a blockbuster movie, I'd give it away.
I'm pretty sure Robert Patterson.
Yes, Mr. Twilight. That's why you like him.
What?
That's why you like Harry Potter. You like Edward.
Oh, I'm like, what? I thought you were talking about. Never mind. Okay. I was actually playing dumb. I knew who
was. Yeah, I just did. If I said Twilight, it'd be like, oh.
I would have said Robert Pattinson. Pattinson, people. It's not Patterson.
Same difference.
Okay, we're going to pick up Mandy because I don't know if she's wanting to talk.
Drunk Mandy.
We're going to pick up Mandy anyway.
Hello.
I didn't care if
you
picked me up or not,
but
I couldn't sit still anymore.
Okay, Mandy, I've got a song for you. That isn't how it goes, but I wanted to say pick you up before you go.
do a little dancing.
Pick me up before you
go.
I'm loopy and tired.
Hi,
what's on your loopy
I'm
mind
Christina.
Tonight, Mandy?
If any Survivor thing like goes on, I call Chase. So I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, I saw that Mr. No Pants said we should do a Survivor game, and we will work something up. Maybe even with a prize or something.
Tell Tom that I picked Chase the day that the Survivor contestants were released. So I'm sorry
about
your luck.
Well, you can tell Tom yourself. Tom can hear you. Plus, Tom is on the phone line with us still.
Oh, yeah.
Am I here?
I don't know.
No, you're not here.
No, sorry.
Oh, I thought I was muted. I'm sorry.
We're the voices in your head.
No, it's open phone line, so I'm allowing everyone to stay up on the phone line.
But
hey,
I have a serious
note. Well, Mandy, since you said you get Chase, you can have Chase.
Thank you. Woohoo!
Even though I had him the day before they
released him. Whoever you want. It might be like pick three, top three.
I pick Shannon. I get Shannon.
For the old people, I like Jill.
And Yvette.
Somebody needs to tell
Chase
Doc and friends, if they're not listening to me, that they need to put the C in the com.
.com.
.com.
No, don't
in
tell them.
Wait, wouldn't they know
that
already? wait, if they're sidekicks, they should know they fucked up their URL, right?
Correct.
Yes. By the way, I got a good did you know that I just thought about when you played that Katy Perry song, Ron. And you might have seen it. Did you know that they're making a Smurfs movie and Katy Perry is Smurfette?
Yeah, I did. Somebody wrote that in the chat room. I wonder who.
Yes. I went on a... Ooh, I'm sorry. The other people in there are Neil Patrick Harris.
I hurt him.
He's amazing.
Alan Cumming, George Lopez.
I like Alan Cumming.
Hey, wait, we gotta bring this person to this Did You Know party, because did you know he has a Twitter account and you can follow him on Twitter?
Hey, did you know, may I say something while you're bringing him up?
Yeah.
Definitely.
First of all, I'd like to say hi to Madison. She is listening as a guest and doesn't have a Blog Talk account, and so she can't chat, but she said hi somewhere else. And welcome, Cheyenne. There you go.
Oh, welcome. Hey, did you guys hear the rules that you had to be energetic to be on the show today?
Am I allowed to spam Doc and Friends?
Go for it.
All right.
Wait. Don't spam. Don't spam them. Just go in
spam
there.
Spam them with real spam.
Call. Just tell them to call.
I just sent a link. I just sent a link. It's over.
Did you know
that
the show wipes out?
Is anybody in their show? Wait, is anybody listening to them? I mean, did they even have?
There's
anybody?
Like four people. I don't know. I don't care.
Well,
like,
tell them to call into my show. Give them.
I just gave them a link.
Yeah, they know it. They keep on coming to it. And Alan, you are picked up, just to let you know.
Well, hello everybody. How are y'all tonight?
We're playing Did You Know?
Loopy.
Did you know that Alan the Cop has a Twitter account?
Yes, I think that was repeated about.
Did you know that we talked over each other too much?
Did you know that I got excited because I got a free bald tire today? Or actually yesterday?
You got a boner?
No, I get that every day. Hell, that ain't that new.
Bald tires, that sucks.
Every now and then I have to take care of it, you know, like Michael does.
Like bald as Enzo?
Oh, my God.
I got a free bald tire, and I was extremely excited.
Oh, yay.
Oh, come on. You can't leave us hanging with that. Why are you excited?
You shoot it?
Well, I will give you a hint and see if you can guess why.
Okay,
it
you're going to say if you followed me on Twitter or Facebook, we'd know why.
It says Goodyear Eagle painted in yellow on the side of it.
Is it big like you can get inside and roll down a hill?
No, ma'am. It's a real tire that went on a real car, and it's really bald.
Who's off of whose car was it?
It was off the number 28 car in a NASCAR race at Texas Motor Speedway.
Oh, hey, Alan, I'm sorry to break your story here, but Heather, you're not in the chat, are you?
No, I'm trying to get
Heather
in there right now.
Heather said, did you know Katie is listening and wants Alan to know she is on her way to get Gertie?
Well, she's going to have one hell of a fight when she gets here, because Gertie ain't going nowhere. Gertie's going to Vegas.
Did you get Gertie a girdle for Vegas?
No.
How about, what do you call those things that you put on,
bulletproof vest?
No, the thing that goes up your leg.
That I wish I could give away.
A thong?
No. The thing you wear on your wedding and you put it up your leg. A garter.
I got a thong for you. Wish we all could be. Oh, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to know, anybody that's listening to the show, normally we do not just do weird things like this. We usually do have a guest, and we usually do talk not so random. Today we are doing the Seinfeld episode where we just randomly am talking, and we are actually kind of like just being funny. And
I have a joke for you.
Anyway,
I am the answer
nope.
for Alan.
But can I say
ma'am?
A joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear the one about the cross-eyed teacher who couldn't control his pupils?
Holy shit. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo who?
Cargo beep beep.
I was thinking more like Cargo. Remember that TV show? What was the name of the show? Cargo? And the guy's voice, when he would talk, there was a real lips that moved. What was the name of the show? And it was Cargo. It was like a cartoon.
You got me.
What?
No idea.
Cargo?
Yeah, it was a cartoon.
Beep, beep.
And, give me a second. You guys talk.
The Cars movie from Disney and Pixar?
No.
Okay, Alan, did you
get it again?
Oh, my God. Number 28 from NASCAR?
Yep.
Is it Travis Cofill?
Clutch Cargo.
Is it who?
Travis K-V-A-P-I-L.
No. Travis.
Damn.
Yeah.
Google, he failed me. Google failed.
No, isn't it Travis? Who is the tire from then?
I have no idea.
It's driving me crazy.
Alan.
I'm trying to think.
Is it Kevin Harvick?
No, he's 38. I mean, he's a 33.
But
they're making a left turn.
Yeah, it should be Travis, whatever his name is.
Purple? Como?
Yeah.
Who?
But, hey, just to let you guys know, the cartoon I was talking about is Clutch Cargo.
Never heard of it.
Nay,
neither. Here, I'll give you guys the link in the Wicca, of the Wicca, and let you guys, for you guys.
Hey, I have a friend. Her name is Annie.
Wait, you have a friend? Are you positive? You have a
Breaking news.
Yes, I have one, only one. No, her name is Annie, and she has spots. Poor dear, she's been ill, but she wanted me to tell you all that she still has spots, and we've had jokes about spotted. I'm waiting for them to put it. No, they're not saying it. Spotted pizza, spotted sausage, spotted pudding. And they're laughing at me saying that I have a friend. Nice, guys! So, now I'm watching two chats at once. So I have, you know, it's kind of funny. So as they ask me a question, they say that.
Christina, being that you're out in California, did you watch your local news today or anything?
No.
Okay, so you can't describe the accident that all these helicopters over the BB house were...
No,
I
tried to look for the accident on the Channel 7 Eyewitness News website, and I didn't see it. All I saw was a big thing about Zsa Zsa. So,
okay, I did get a tweet from Rich saying that the bomb squad was called to a scene of a deadly Studio City car crash, and they found a burned body inside of it.
Oh,
that's what I heard.
Stinkers.
Anyway, I thanked Rich, and then he said, anything. You know, he responded back to me, he said, anything for the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm not someone else.
Yeah. I think you should be called something way better. Super Paul.
Did anybody see Lane in the HOH shower the other night?
No.
No.
Leaning against the back wall?
No, I thought his brother was over.
Oh, my God. I mean, they don't give us a shower shot with Brittany in there, but we get to see him work one out.
He strokes it to the east. He strokes it to the west. Strokes it to the girl that he likes best. He be stroking. He be stroking.
Just shutting up over here. Hello, guys. This is Ron Rad from the Rad Reality Show. And this show is not the view. views and points of me, some views and points and some stuff that is said in this show has the points of these people that are on the phone line with me. So do not blame me and do not
R-rated type of talk here. Has anybody ever seen the Playboy show called Foursome?
Yes.
No.
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 Thanks, Alan.
Sorry, I don't watch Alan,
Playboy. Alan?
Yes, sir.
Do you know who is going to be part of the new season, one of the episodes of the new season of Foursome?
Yeah, Michelle Noonan.
Really?
I was asking Alan, Rad. Ron. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
You
know
what?
She
said
on my
show, you guys.
Okay. So
yeah,
I
but what?
I love Miss Onion, so someone has to tell me what this show's about, because I might have.
Okay, what the premise of Foursome is? It's like a one night. What's the MTV show where they all go in the same house?
Real World.
Yes, it's a one night Real World for the Playboy Channel. They get four strangers, put them in there, have them do sex games, and then they go home the next morning.
Well, that's adventuresome.
Well, it's
they also at times have called it like a dating show because it's normally two guys and two girls, and they try to see if they pair up or not. They go out, you know, on little dates, but they end up coming back to this house and getting naked and getting sexy.
Yes.
They're bisexualness too, right? So Michelle.
Yeah, there's been times on there when the dude's been stuck pulling a Michael Cowboy Ellis, and the two females are off taking care of each other.
Do you get to see it?
They show everything. It's on the Playboy Channel.
Okay, people.
I gotta say, when I first heard that, I figured since it's Playboy, we'd get four girls in there, but I guess I can deal with some sausage.
No. Did you know that my friend Annie is now listening? So I have to say hi, because when I talked about it earlier, she wasn't listening. She was trying to get on the page, so hello.
Well, hello, Annie. And I have friends on there, too, Heather and Katie.
Oh, see, isn't that nice? Yeah, Annie has spots, and she's spotted Annie.
I
don't have friends.
Well, they make medicine, sometimes a cream, or sometimes it's in pill form for spots.
Yeah, it's not a good spot, and I won't share it unless she gives me permission. But we joke about spotted stuff.
Yeah, I have a few friends in the chat room, too. I got Paul, Christina, Zach, Alan, Heather, Katie, and man, there's a bunch of my friends in there. My niece
was
calling today.
I thought I was like, not.
But, I'm going to take a nap. You guys wake me up when the show's done.
That would be in like 2 minutes, yes?
When you go. Hey, I don't know if anybody saw it, but somebody went to an awful lot of work for Big Brother fans, because on Thursday night there's lots of preseason NFL coming on, and this person made up a map of the whole country with little markers where preseason games may preempt the live eviction show, and along the left-hand side of the screen is every single station, and Boston is one of them, and they give whether it's moved to a different channel or whether it's moved to a different time, and I don't know who did it, but I'm going to paste it in the chat room. It is impressive in my mind here. Lots of them in Wisconsin, by the way, Tom.
Oh.
Wisconsin.
I live in my TV comes out of Minneapolis, so I think I'll be kind of okay.
Okay.
Can I talk
The Vikings are going to be on I forget what channel, but
they're not taking up Big Brother, are they?
No.
Yep.
Okay. Those queens.
Nothing in Indiana.
So, Yeah.
Okay, Christina.
You want to talk like the blog talk lady again? It is currently 7:59 on the West Coast.
Well, it's 9:59 in Oklahoma.
Choking
song is against the rules.
Ron was self-admittedly choking it.
Oh, choking the chicken.
Good, everybody, and I always bring it back to Big Brother because that's who I am. Did anybody see today that Lane spilled Hayden's secret finally to Brittany?
Uh-uh.
He totally told her that Hayden won both prizes, told Enzo and Lane, and was wondering if he should tell Brittany or not, and she kind of blew it off, and then Lane said, but that's something I will use if we're in the final two.
Wow.
So that kind of tells you a little something about where Lane is at, if he's going to. I mean, Enzo kind of danced around it. He was in a conversation a couple days ago with Brittany, and he kind of said, I think Matt probably just won one of those things. And Brittany said, yeah, maybe Hayden won the other one. And Enzo goes, well, maybe. So they're both kind of starting to spill Hayden's secret. So.
Well, stinkers. That's my new word for this evening, stinkers.
And today they were joking out in the backyard. Enzo and Lane were joking with Hayden about what the pitch that Reagan threw towards him, and they started joking with him that maybe it's a good idea if they vote him out. And they were joking with him, but poor Hayden now, I say poor Hayden, but everybody should stress out a little bit in that house. He's now going to worry between now and Thursday that somebody's going to vote him out.
Well, guys, Christina has to say goodnight to us. And if you guys want to stay on, we can stay on a little longer.
Well, sure, why not?
You want to give your closing words?
I want to give my closing words. School is starting next week for my children, so I have to be vigilant of the time and make sure that they start getting used to going to bed at the right time. So I want to thank everybody for the laughs. I want to thank everybody in room 15 on Superpass for listening and everybody who came tonight and for the Did You Know segment. Did you know
until
that
next
on
time,
Twitter
take care of yourself.
We'll definitely do a Did You Know again, and we'll probably do some more segments. As some people saw my tweet, the thing, and I say this before Christina leaves, there is some changes going to happen to the show, I feel, and there's going to be changes going to happen. I want to explore some new options, and like I said, be prepared. September is going to be huge, and you guys, you know, to keep the show going, we just need your donations too. So keep them, you know. We'll talk. Christina, finish here. Go ahead.
I want to say now it's time to say goodbye to all my company. BYE, 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 BYE. I didn't sing Mickey Mouse because last time I did that, we got cut.
Bye.
RADREL.
And until next time, take care of yourself and each other.
I'm not going to take care of myself tonight. I plan on something else. You know? All right, bye,
yes,
guys.
Go Bricky Dad.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay.
Where is Alphonse again, Alan? I know he's on a show.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question.
Where's that from again? Which show, the whole take care of yourself and each other?
Oh, Jerry Springer.
That's what I thought.
Is that what that means? And he says that.
That's his finishing line when he has Jerry's final thought at the end.
Yeah, does that what he means is the nasty thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think so. I think just Cowboy means it that way.
And he really means it too.
Well, I've heard some of the Springer stories from what happened to him, so I don't know if he.
I've actually saw this show live.
Did you know
did what?
Vegas is going to be like a Springer show?
I actually saw Springer show live.
Oh, it will be.
But we expect
some good coverage, Mandy.
That actually, if you guys don't mind, if I could take one serious moment for a second, and unfortunately she's not in the room, but for those that know JoJo, S1, I believe. Gosh, I feel so bad now. On Twitter, and maybe Joe Scheffler on Facebook, but she knew that I was having some struggles and went ahead and bought my plane ticket to Vegas so that I could do the tweets this year.
How cool is that?
Crap. Yes, I do know Joe.
And how funny is this? The money that she bought it with just happened to be a last-minute decision to go to the casino where she won some money. So, already left.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and I actually want to say something too, but I'll wait till it happens. But it sounds like my trip is guaranteed because I have a godfather that's going to help me out to make sure I get there. Even if I have to get a rental car to go with Alan and Cowboy, and Alan, I've already talked to Cowboy and Alan about this, or if we get me the bus ticket because it's cheaper, I have a godfather that I want to say thank you. He's not in the room either, but
Is anybody going to be there the beginning of that week?
I get
The reason I'm asking is the L train is taking off Sunday right around 1:00. We're going to stay with my brother in Amarillo Sunday, and then Monday morning we're going to get up and we're going to pull in Vegas probably Monday around 6, 7, 8 o'clock p.m. So
I know.
That's something else I need to talk to you about. Alan, that's
to answer your question, Alan, I know Sandy is going to be there early because she canceled her New York City trip.
Yeah.
Really?
I know that Laura from last season is getting in a couple days early, too, so I'm sure Cowboy could get a hold of her and find out when she's coming in.
And
she's coming in on
Alan,
Thursday.
Even if I don't come over to your guys' place, I'll be there Wednesday for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've talked with my brother, and it's one of the few nights that he's going to be able to be off and visit, and I'm not going to pass through my brother's hometown and not stop by and see him. So we're going to crash in Amarillo for the night and then take off the next morning.
Yeah, I need to talk to you actually about something real quick later. Not today.
Okay.
I told Mike to give me a couple hours or a couple days. I want to see if... a couple things real quick before I, make...
Okay. Well, do I need to call you after the show, or you want me to just wait until...
No, I told him 48 hours.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you got it taken care of him...
Yeah, I wanted to see if... never mind. I got this cat on my leg. I'm waiting for her to do something.
Well, I'll be there
10
a.m. Thursday morning.
Now, Paul, you're on with us, right?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, you're not going to make it, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Are you going to be in charge of, I don't know what the proper terminology is, but I know that there's some sort of Twitter fan thing or something where all the people who are involved in a certain... event can be added to this, and they're all, do you know what I'm talking about?
The only thing I can get out of what you just said is, am I going to create a list of people that are going to be at the event and tweeting?
No, somebody, there was something done where when we were all in Oregon, somebody added me to it.
That's what I'm talking about. You can create Twitter lists, and I collected all the Twitter names of people that I knew were on Twitter and were going to be in Oregon.
Okay.
And there's nobody in charge, just something I decided to do.
Oh, okay.
You're going to do that again. Will you do that? Or let's just say this. Can you do that again? Because I was hoping you would. That would be great, and I bet the fans will love it too. And that would be something we could give to the fans. See, I know there's lots of fans that can't go, and if you guys can't go to the fan, you know, the thing, there's going to be so much you're going to be able to do. I mean, you're going to have to pay for the pay-per-view for the weekend for, you know, the streaming, but I'm also going to be there. There's going to be other shows probably there, but with my show, I'm planning on doing at least one show a night.
Well, and there's also, I'm taking my laptop, and I'm taking the camera, too. So, and I know Ron likes to Skype a lot, so, you know, there's going to be times where, like, if me and Ron are at the hotel room, bored, or I know during the meet and greet or something like that, I'm just going to set it up for people to go in either certain Skype rooms or I know Ron knows a couple of the places where you can get on a video chat or something like that. So we're going to try to make it where the people who don't get to go, and Paul, I'm especially going to try to look out for you there, buddy, that, you know, if you want me to, I'll try to pull somebody aside and say, hey, let's go over here and say a special hello to a buddy of mine. And
yeah.
Almost like we did with Oregon.
That's pretty much.
And I'm not going to overdo it because I know Nikki is trying to, you know, and everything, but there will be stuff that I will do, especially like up to the time, too. We might even do it in Big John's house when we're all there Wednesday and Thursday, you know what I mean? Have a party. And then we're probably all going to be watching Big Brother Wednesday nights. And we might even broadcast that live, you know what I mean? So there's going to be lots of stuff that people are going to be able to see and have fun with us.
Wait,
you know what I mean?
Wait, that's what I was trying to do last year when I was on Twitter and tweeting the event.
Just
to make sure as many fans who didn't get to go knew about how much fun they're missing. And a bunch of them are actually coming this year because they followed
what you did
and didn't want to miss out this year. So.
Well, I know they had a computer set up up there in Oregon, and I know Ron was on there, Paul was on there, Betsy Rich, you know, and a lot of the fans of Ron's show here. I didn't know about it till pretty much the last minute, and because I had seen the computer there and I knew people were typing on there, but I didn't know that you could go up there and chat with people.
You must have had a Rachel moment.
Well, you know, because I am a scientist, and I am also Vegas, baby.
No, I know what it is, actually. What Gertrude was always on his mind.
You know, she likes watching TV, too. But I wish that we would have took some pictures, and I know we're going to next year if we get the same room. We're going to have to take some pictures of that because it was funny. Like, the morning I woke up before everybody and I stood her in front of the TV, you know, when Michael woke up, the only reason I knew he woke up is because I could hear him laughing. I wasn't even paying attention to what he was doing. And, you know, Gertrude was in bed with a couple of people, and you know, she's a little promiscuous thing. She slept around. She got put in a corner. She even had a bowl of soup. It was very entertaining.
Okay, so I think I gotta ask, is this your personal blow up doll?
No, I had a blow up doll once, but man, I tell you what, I got excited one night, just giving it crazy, and I bit her, and she farted like a balloon and flew out the window.
Was it snowing?
Oh. Well, shortly after.
Poor.
What's that new plant in your grass?
So who exactly is this Gertrude that's going to have to tell me if I say her name right?
Gertie is a stuffed giraffe.
Okay.
So it was an ongoing joke at Oregon, and it's going to continue into the bash, apparently.
Is it going to make it to Virginia?
No, because they're not going.
Oh, only the cool kids are going?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, right on.
I bring my stuffed rabbit to Vegas, but it's actually, like, taller than me and wider than me. I don't know how to get it on the plane. I'd have to buy it its own seat.
You know
I'm
what,
bringing
guys?
My blankie to Vegas.
I'm bringing myself to Vegas. That's all I care about.
Yeah. I got a stick.
I've been corrected by Heather. It's not a stuffed giraffe. It's a wooden giraffe.
Oh, so when he bites it, it doesn't cause as much damage?
I don't know.
Well, you know, I have a wooden dragon. Maybe I'll have to bring the wooden dragon to meet
Della. Della and she thought it was a blow up doll, Alan.
I got a log that's wood. That's gross.
I have some weird lizard frog thing that's wooden.
Okay, why did this show go to the gutter, you know, past midnight, or past 11 o'clock? So,
I have new meds, so that's my excuse.
I am totally, the show has helped me out, but I'm totally freaking out. I unplugged my DVR set-top box because it was acting up, and it normally does a reset. It is trying and has been trying to reset itself for about 3 hours now, and it's not happening, which means I don't get to watch TV.
Oh.
The night that Reagan was the very first night that Reagan became the saboteur, and it started Big Brother After Dark, me and my friend had spent over three hours trying to get her satellite box to work, and it wouldn't. And it wasn't until the next morning that I found outside her apartment, lightning had struck something.
Ooh.
Oh, not good.
No. But her, like, landlord came over and he didn't find it. And then, like, her boyfriend tried to find it and he didn't find it. And I'm the one that actually found that lightning strike on the side of the house because I don't know how that's hard to miss. But I never did get to see that. I ended up accidentally erasing it off the DVR.
Oh, DVR. Oh, that's right. I mean, I've got so many hours of... Oh, shit. I hope that doesn't go bye-bye.
Mm.
That would be bad.
Good.
Very bad.
Yes.
Yes.
Again, don't forget you can donate.
Where's South... Okay, South Bend, Indiana. So that's probably up by Chicago. 2.5-hour layover. Nope, I wouldn't make it. Apollo Ono's in my state.
Speaking of Apollo Ono, that brings something up. Everyone that saw it last night, Dancing with the Stars, new cast is out. And I would just like to encourage all of you that could care less about the show to call up and vote for Bristol Palin just on my behalf because you love me. And I actually know her, and, you know, we're tight like that. Kind of like Lane and Hayden were tight when he won HOH. Me and Bristol were tight like that.
All right. Well, if you follow Twitter at all, there's a lot of people that are refusing even to watch the show until she gets voted off.
You know,
yeah, well,
just to let you guys know, go, Mrs. Brady. Do 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 do. Here's a story.
I won't.
Lovely lady.
That's all
okay,
about Bristol.
No,
actually,
I'm one
it's going to be.
I don't care.
I want Florence Henderson. Jennifer Gray is going to be fun to watch just because she's like 50 now, and she used to be a dirty dancer. And then Kurt Warner. What the frick is Kurt Warner doing on that show? I mean, I'm sorry. And then Rick Fox. I think it's the worst cast of celebrities that they've ever put together, personally. Just
because, I think that's kind of funny. I used to watch the show religiously, and I'd actually skipped the past few seasons, and I'm, like, so looking forward to this season because this cast is my attention more than any
you
cast.
You just like Palin. I'm sorry. Just like Palin.
I like Palin. I like Forrest Henderson. I like The Situation. You know, I like a lot of them. I like Kurt Warner.
Yeah, there's only, like, two people that I care, or three. That
I will not be watching the show, so when you do your shows on it, Ron, don't expect anything from me.
I watch,
yeah.
I'll watch on Monday
this?
Nights. I watch Chuck.
I'm not going to overdo it. Don't worry about it. You won't,
and how
you
I
won't,
met your
you won't talk much about
all
it.
All I got to say is just if you're not going to watch the show, let me know, and I'll just tweet you the phone number you have to call in to vote for Palin. It's toll-free. You can do it just for me.
What show
call.
Is this?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Dancing with... Oh, did they release the cast?
Yeah, today.
They did.
Oh,
yesterday.
I like that show.
Yeah, but there's nobody good. There's not much. I'm being serious. I mean, I really think it's the worst cast I've ever seen.
I'd rather watch Dance Your Ass Off.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd rather watch Celebrity Big Brother.
I think I will watch. I will watch it just because Kurt Warner's on there.
Yeah,
I will not watch it.
But anyway, people, I am actually at church, so I have to get going.
Thanks, Zach.
I mean, they even have a situation from what's that show? Jersey Shore?
The Jersey Shore.
I don't want Jersey
Snooki.
Shore either.
Like, who cares about him?
They couldn't get Snooki. That's why they got the situation.
Hey, Zach was saying goodbye to us people that didn't hear him.
Oh.
Yeah,
bye,
Zach said goodbye.
Take care, bud.
Zach. Have fun in church.
Okay.
Say your prayer for me. I need it.
I will. Okay, bye. Goodbye. We'll see you later. Okay.
I'm ready for Vegas.
I am too. I'm just want to get everything in order, and then I'm just going to go from there.
Yeah, I've got over getting everything in order part. I'm just ready.
I know. But I still have a couple things in order.
I'll be homeless, perhaps, and I won't be able to eat, but I will be there, and I will be at the event. So that's all that really matters, because who needs to eat or sleep in Vegas?
Yeah, I'm going to be having no power.
Andy, we're going to somehow have to get together as far as this Twitter list, because I'm starting to think about it, and I'm a little overwhelmed. Oregon was a much smaller event.
Right.
There's going to be too many to add everybody, but maybe you and I can talk and figure out a good list.
That sounds good. We can do that. I actually was hoping to kind of put out a who's going to Vegas so I could do a special Follow Friday the next 2 weeks before Vegas of some people that I knew for sure are going.
Well, you know,
why don't we do a Friends of the Rad Reality Show Vegas
list?
Yeah, it could be a couple of different lists. It's a good idea, Ron. It doesn't have to be one long one, but,
no,
you know.
I mean, I would just do, just the people that you actually. Stop that. Sorry, my cat just hit at me, and there was no reason for her to do it. Stop.
But
talk.
Time
the
out.
Thing is, you have people that tweet, you know,
infrequently, and people that are, you know, better tweeters, Twitters than others, as you know, Mandy.
Addiction.
And but that might be an idea, though. We can create a list of people that we know from chat rooms and everything, Ron.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking like a maybe a show list, you know, the Rap Reality Show, friends list. You know, like, you know, me, Alan, Mandy, Jeremy Arnold, you know.
Well, I could think of three off the top of my head. Your friends and family of the show list, maybe a house guest slash survivor.
Yes.
And then maybe
like a
Twitter for the we have a Twit family. Some of them
stars
don't make it to the show, but
I definitely think one of the lists will be the Big Brother people. I mean,
uh-huh,
former house guests type of thing.
Yeah, I've already got a former house guest list going, but I was thinking like maybe people that are going to be at the reality show,
yeah,
the reality, you know, even though the real, I mean, real world and stuff like that too, would be cool to see what they have to say.
Yep.
Well, Zach,
I don't know. I'm
going to
be there,
Twitter,
so I don't care. You guys, whatever you guys want to do. And
I need to know because I still read Twitter when I was there last year, so that also gave me a slight idea where some of the very few house guests were that actually were on Twitter too, so that I could go find them. And last year during check-in and on the shuttle into the airport, Parker was like, "Oh, you will never, ever, ever find me on Twitter. That just sounds stupid." And
yeah.
And I even called him out the night he joined, and he was like, "Oh, yeah, yes, you did." Said, "You'll be on it. You just wait, and you'll be addicted."
And now you can't stop seeing him tweet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't wait to hang with people like Cowboy and Michelle, people that I've talked to for almost a year, 2 years now, people that I've, you know, people like Missy. I'm so excited. And
the list is a long one.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Well, here's a funny story, real quick. Pepsi Rich and I last year, we have pictures where we're in each other's background. We were standing and talking to the same people at the same time, down at the pool at the same time. We did not once talk to each other because we didn't really know each other yet, but we literally have Facebook pictures with each other in the background.
That is good. That is cool.
And now we're like BFFs forever.
Ah, don't you know?
But let's say goodnight, and we'll see you Thursday after the show, Big Brother, when we will probably be talking about breaking beans and home, and we'll probably have a guest that night. Cowboy will join us. Alan, are you there? Are you still talking to Michael? Guess he's still talking to Michael.
Have a
good time. Say goodbye.
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 Hi, guys. Hi, Daddy.
Christina,
hi, Ron.
It was time.
Hi, Mandy.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. I love when people clean up fast. So, talk to y'all next week. Or wait, Thursday.
And buy that shirt.